Let's take our Bibles and we're going to turn to Psalm 136. While you're doing that, we've been announcing this this morning after the morning service here. There's going to be a plate by the back door, and we've been taking up non-perishable foods for the York Rescue Mission, which I think is now called Life Path Ministries. And we've been taking up, and I'm sure they can still take some of those non-perishable foods out by the welcome desk on the far side. But if you would like to just simply give an offering, you can do so, loose cash, or if you want to put a check in there, write it out to Lighthouse Baptist, and we're not stealing your money. We're going to write them one check so it all goes out so we can keep account of it. So the plate's out there for putting in, not taking out, just so you know. And so put a check in there if you would like to help with some of the more perishable things, just a gift toward the York Mission Life Path Ministries. And that will be right after the service. In fact, it's sitting there right now. All righty, Psalm 136. A familiar psalm. Why don't you read it with me here. Psalm 136 says, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Why? Well, because he's good, but why do we get to see his goodness? For his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods. Now notice the first one was the Lord. That's all capitals. That's Jehovah, the creator of the universe. Second verse is, O give thanks unto the God of God, it's Elohim, for his mercy endureth forever. That's talking about his power, his immortality, his eternality. Verse 3, O give thanks to the Lord, and notice the capital L, but the rest are in small case in most Bibles there. That's the word Adonai. That means the boss, the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, the boss of all bosses, for his mercy endureth forever. In other words, that's who he is. He's in charge. He's the creator of all the universe. He has all power, all eternal, immortal, omniscient, omnipresent, and he's also in charge. Verse 4, to him, look at the next two words, who alone doeth great wonders. For his mercy endureth forever. Then the next few verses are going to describe his creativeness, him as creator. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. You realize the sun came up because of his mercy this morning? Joy comes in the morning because his mercy endures forever. Verse 8, the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. 9, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Now it's going to talk about number 2, his being immortal and all-powerful. Verse 10, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, took care of them, for his mercy endureth forever. That's why he did that. And brought out Israel from among them. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. Now the next section is going to be about him being the Lord, the boss of all bosses. Look what it says in verse 15. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people, he's the leader, through the wilderness of his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for a heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. The last four verses. who remembered us in our low estate. Why in the world would Jehovah, the creator of all the universe, power of all powers, immortal, invisible, the eternal God, the Lord of all creation, the King of kings and Lord of lords, why would he look on our low estate? Look at verse 23. For his mercy endureth forever. That's why. Verse 24. Not only do you see our low estate, he hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh. He cares for us, takes care of our needs. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. Verse 26 ends where we began. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's pray, and we're going to talk. I had two titles. Which one I wanted to give, it depends on which way you want to look at it, whichever works best for you. One was because of God's mercy. But the other one is this: are you thankful yet? Are you thankful yet? Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for your word, for the truths of your word, and for your faithfulness. And Lord, I pray that you be with us here as we open your word, spend a little time just thinking about your mercy. In a few moments, we'll also take some time to share around your table. And Lord, I thank you for the blood of Christ. Lord, please speak to our hearts here over these few moments. In Christ's name, amen. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time to stop and contemplate and appreciate what God's done in our lives. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many people talk about being thankful. But often what they really mean is they're thinking about how much they like certain things in their lives. You know, I remember as a kid, I had a really hard time being thankful for school. Now that I'm older, I'm thankful for school. When I decided to get a job, I was thankful for school. By the time, I didn't really like it. I was thinking about this. If someone has something and we want it, but we don't have it, are we thankful? If I don't have what I think I deserve, am I thankful? We should be. You see, sometimes if you say, "What if I don't have as much of this as I used to have?" Maybe just plain money. We have less of what we would like to have, or what we're accustomed to having. All of a sudden, we become unthankful. If I'm not doing, watch me, if I am doing better than hell, I should be thankful. Anything better than that is God's blessing. Some folks will say they are thankful, but look toward whom are their thanks directed. You say, well, I'm thankful. Well, who are we thankful to? Really, that's what Thanksgiving is. You can't be thankful if you don't have some object to which you are thankful. We've come to the point where our society has made Thanksgiving Day into Turkey Day and Football Day and Gluttony Day and Family Day and Sleep-In Day and all those things. They know, I understand, but the fact is, it's Thanksgiving Day. To whom do we give thanks? Gratitude should have a focus. Otherwise, it is simply an announcement of what pleases us. Let me say that again. If Thanksgiving doesn't have a focus, it is simply an announcement of what pleases us. We can show appreciation to many people on a day like this, but all true thanksgiving must be directly and ultimately toward God. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Many people are not thankful because they're selfish. They're so full of self and think we deserve everything and everything else everybody else has that it's almost as if they think they deserve every good thing they have and more, that they deserve it. 2 Timothy 3, we talked about this the other night. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. What does that create? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Never think about perilous times coming because people are unthankful. But the fact is, if you appreciate what you have and how somebody had to work to give it or how what you had to do, the fact is we are a whole lot less selfish about it. We start thinking everybody deserves, I've got rights. I was thinking about this today. I don't know why I was thinking about this morning. But everybody talks about their rights, and they love the part, they like to talk about the rights when they say, well, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, the same Creator that gave us those unalienable rights gave us a law. You want the rights, you need the law. Not willing to take the law, you don't have the rights. Become unthankful. The fact is, our thankfulness, our gratitude, our appreciation for what we have should be overwhelming when we understand and appreciate what had to occur for us to enjoy whatever blessings we have. This is a simple message. It's often a forgotten message, and that's why we have the issues we have. Listen, that's why we have disobedience to parents. I mean, how dare we? And I know, you probably did it too when I was a kid. There's some times when I backtalked my mom and dad, and the fact is, I did so in a house that they're letting me live in, around the table and eating the food where they were providing, wearing clothes that they paid for me. You say, well, I don't have all that. Well, are you alive? You know, I mean, come on. Number one, I want you to see this. Highbrow stuff here. Number one, the Lord is merciful. And His mercy endures forever. If you can't be thankful for anything else, be thankful for the fact that the Lord is merciful. It said there in our passage, it said that who remembered us in our low estate and hath redeemed us. That word mercy means to bow one's self in an effort to be kind, to take pity, to stoop, to bow oneself. No one condescended any further than our Savior Jesus Christ. Moses, after the first tables of the Ten Commandments were broken. Remember, he got the Ten Commandments and came down. They were already worshiping this golden calf that Aaron, I mean, come on, give us a break. Moses said, Aaron, what did they do to you to make you do this? Well, I just told them to give me all their gold and I put it in the fire and poof, out popped this calf. Come on. But they had already broken the Ten Commandments before they ever got down. They rose up to play. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on there. And Moses broke the first set of the tables of the Ten Commandments. So he did so because how quickly, after God had done all that God had done for them, brought them out of Egypt with a high hand, got them across the Red Sea, all these things, and they go chasing after some other god. In fact, they called this calf the god that brought them out of Egypt. After all this, they quickly turned from him. And it was only by God's mercy that he was willing to give them another chance. In Exodus 34:4 says, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord is God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means, though, clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generation. God is merciful, but he's just. You want to throw yourself at God's mercy, confessing your sin, you'll have it. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 116:5 says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Psalm 117, verse 1 says, oh, praise the Lord, O ye nations, praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Listen, every day that God allows us to breathe is his mercy on us. His mercies are new every morning. The Lord is merciful. First thing, the fact is, the Lord is merciful. We don't realize who God is. That's why we don't appreciate, we don't realize who he is. That's why we don't appreciate his mercy. You follow what I'm saying? If we really realized who he was, we'd appreciate his mercy. I tell you what, I've seen guys in Europe. You ever hear about this guy? There's a story told. This guy came up to the preacher and says, preacher, I want you to pray for my hearing. He said, well, yes, sir, I will. And he laid his hand and he said, Lord, I pray that you'll give him his hearing back and he'll be able to do well and so forth. Bless this man. He said, amen. Well, that's real good too, but it's not until Thursday. Now, all of a sudden you get a hearing. All of a sudden we get real formal, you know, we want to a point where we want the mercy of the judge. Why? Because we fear the judge. And when that judge looks at us and said, I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to pardon you. Praise the Lord for that, right? Do you realize every day we breathe is because God has pardoned us for our sin? The Lord is merciful. Number two, watch out now. The Lord is merciful to those that recognize their need for mercy. The Lord is merciful. Well, I thought he loved us. Oh, he does. He's merciful to those that recognize their need for mercy. I'm going to cover a lot of scripture. I don't know whether you want to try to find any of these or not, but Psalm 33:18 says this. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. To deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. What are we going to do? How are we going to have enough money? Hope in his mercy. Jesus, our hope. Hope in his mercy. Our soul, watch. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. You know how much mercy you get from God? It goes right along with how much we hope that his mercy is true. As much as we throw ourselves on his mercy. Well, you know, I don't need God doing this. I got this. Now, I know this isn't quite right, but I think I can handle this thing. And then we go trying to call for God's mercy when we got ourselves stuck in a rock and a hard place. And I hate to do it. Sometimes he gives mercy. Sometimes he says, well, I'm going to give you mercy, but I want you to learn something. You're going to have to see this one through. What we should have done was thrown ourselves on his mercy to begin with. If your hope is not in God's mercy, do not expect to see God's mercy. it's not going to be exercised in your life. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If you do not understand and fully acknowledge that the only reason we have any blessings at all is because of God's mercy, don't expect to see a whole lot more of his mercy. Psalm 103:8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Listen, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Are you dead yet? You're living in his mercy. Be grateful for the little bit of mercy he's given you. Now he gives that, listen, the rain comes on the just and the unjust. He's given breath to breathe for everybody. Make use of the mercy he gave you today and come back to him as close as you can. He goes on and says, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, upon them that fear him. Psalm 103, go back and read it some more. And his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. You cannot say you fear God and simply discard everything he says. You may forget a few things, but then you throw yourself at his mercy. Oh, my soul, I forgot that one. If we think we deserve God's mercy, we're wrong. Mercy is not deserved. Mercy is not earned. Mercy is given graciously by the one who has been wronged. Mercy only comes from the other person toward us. How can we not be grateful? To be angry or upset because he's not extended his mercy in the way we feel he should have is pride. It's to presume on the mercy of God. Suppose someone shows up at your house in the middle of the night and they're expecting a 5-course meal. And then they get upset because you don't stir up the whole household to serve them. He's not very nice. But see, that's what we do to God. We say, well, I'm supposed to just call. Now, yes, we can call him anytime we can in his mercy. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were threatened with a fiery furnace, you know what they said? If God is able to deliver us so good, so well. But if he's not, we're not going to bow. They threw themselves at the mercy of God. You realize when you throw yourself at the mercy of God, God has a right to make the decision. By the way, God has a right to make a decision anyway. But are you grateful for the times he does deliver you? To not be thankful for God's mercy, I think, can limit God's mercy. Proverbs 28:13 said, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. You harden your heart, I don't need to thank him for that. I had one, I was trying to lead a fellow to the Lord years and years ago that he said, well, you know what? Why must we be thankful to God? I did this. Am I the one who worked hard? The Lord is the one who gives us power to obtain wealth. The Lord gives us breath to breathe. The Lord gives us our health. If God gave us what we deserve, we're all in a heap of trouble. Got a question. Are you thankful yet? Are you thankful yet? Let me give you number three. First of all, God is merciful. God is merciful to those that fear him, that recognize their need for mercy. Number three, we are not in hell right now only because of God's mercy. God is holy, and we are not. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Watch this. But the fearful and the unbelieving are right there with the abominable murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters. You know what it's saying? Disbelief in who God is and what he can do is a sin. To have that fear. So sorry, Lord, that I didn't trust you. We get insulted when people don't trust us. And we go day by day by day, hardly trusting God at all, worrying about this and worrying about that, of things we put in his hand. I'm not talking about concern. But I'm talking about unbelief. Revelation 21:27, there shall no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of the abomination or make it a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Everything we have that is not hell, we have because of the mercy of God. Lamentations in 3, Jeremiah says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. That's where he's our mercy. And last verse says this, young folks, listen. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. And he says, learn this while you're still young so you can face life in faith toward God. Learn it now. Are you thankful yet? We're going to miss hell if you know Christ as your Savior. Let me give you number four. To be alive, even in the midst of attack and persecution, is because of God's mercy. Psalm 13:3, consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 23, you know this. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The enemies are still there. But he's preparing a table before him. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy. But the enemies are there. But surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mercy. Are you thankful yet? Are you thankful yet? I'll give you another one. Not yet. Number five. We're kept safe because of God's mercy. We're kept safe because of God's mercy. Psalm 21:7. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Psalm 31:7. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fail because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. But yet I can go to him in mercy. Any safety and protection that we enjoy is by the mercy of God. Psalm 59, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. God doesn't owe us to keep us out of trouble. Anything God does to protect us is done out of mercy toward us. Are you thankful yet? Well, let me give you another one. Number six, any blessing of life that we enjoy is because of God's mercy. Any blessing in life. Psalm 103, I read a little portion a little earlier. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 52 says, why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue devises mischief like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good and lying rather than to speak righteousness. He says, think about that. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his weakness. Verse 8 says, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. Why? I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Listen. That worn-out car you have is God's mercy. Many people will see it as God's punishment, but it's God's mercy. That roof over your head is God's mercy. That same old food, day after day, that God gives is given to us by His mercy. Listen, in the Old Testament, they got sick and tired of eating that old manna. Well, what else? There's new McDonald's out there in the middle of the wilderness. Stop at the Chili's or the Logan's. It wasn't that out there. God in His mercy. And they complained the entire time. He had brought them out of Egypt. He brought them across the Red Sea. He had done so many things, brought water out of the rock. And all they could do was complain about the same old thing. Listen, God's mercy. That worn out, out of style clothes that you have, God's mercy. Are you thankful yet? God could take away what you do have. We tend not to appreciate what we have until we don't have it anymore. Does God have to take it away so you can appreciate it? I've seen that. People don't appreciate, don't fear God for what they do have, and then they complain because God took that too. Well, he says, well, you didn't appreciate it. You didn't care. It wasn't good enough for you, so I'll just take it away. Let me see if you see who I am. Number seven. By the way, are you thankful yet? All right, number seven. Almost done. God is willing to answer my prayers. He's willing to answer your prayers because of His mercy. Psalm 86:3. There's so much I can read. I'm running over time here. Verse 3 says, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from lowest hell. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. Are you thankful yet? Number 8, watch this. You won't believe this one. We get to come to church because of God's mercy. Psalm 5, verse 4 says, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. and in thy fear will I worship the word, the holy temple. We get to come to hear the word of God by the mercy of God. He could have just gotten rid of us. But he says, I'm going to teach them. Finally, and I've kind of mentioned this, we have salvation purely because of God's mercy. Purely. Salvation is the greatest expression of mercy. Romans 5, verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for his buddies. No. He died for the ungodly. That's us. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Titus says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing, regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And can it be? That's what the choir said. And can it be that God would die for me? Amazing love. How can it be? Psalm 51, the psalm of repentance of David, when he had sinned with Bathsheba, he says, have mercy upon me. That's the first word of the psalm. That's how he came to God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, not that I deserve it, according to thy multitude of tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression. My sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, be clear when thou judgest. Ephesians 2, 4 says, but God who is rich in mercy. Come on, folks. Every single Christian, I don't care what we have going in our life and how bad it is, ought to be able to smile and rejoice for the mercy of God. I mean, we have the mercy. It could always be worse. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead, Ephesians 2, dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Are you thankful yet? Every day, we should throw ourselves at the mercy of God. If we would throw ourselves, realize the mercy of God, we would stop complaining about things. We stop complaining about this and that and the other thing. The mercy of God. I think we would thank him for our mercy, for first our salvation. Secondly, for everything we need that we have in him. Are you alive? Be thankful. Are you about to go to heaven? Maybe so. Be thankful. Really, there's no situation when we are not seeing the mercy of God. And even when we are defiant, God is long-suffering by his mercy, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. When we come to him in a broken and a contrite heart, his mercy receives us. Understanding our total unworthiness to enjoy any blessings in life at all, much less all that we have, and understand that all these blessings are ours only by the mercy of God, should bring us to a point of thankfulness. If you're not yet thankful but are still complaining, you do not yet understand the mercy of God. Mercy is undeserved. Mercy is extended because of the long-suffering and loving kindness of God. If you cannot thank God for anything else, you should be able to thank God for His mercy. Are you thankful yet? Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for speaking to hearts. Heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. The Lord spoke to your heart. The piano's going to play here in a moment.